This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Here, imagine we're starting the 14th perek. Most mesechtas don't get up to the 14th perek. In this mesechta, the 14th perek isn't even half the mesechta. This mesechta has 30 prakim. That's amazing, amazing mesechta. The only way to finish such a mesechta is to do it this way. Every day, two mishnayos until you finally finish it. It's really, really wonderful. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas Basi Bas Robert Shlomo Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. We learn Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shleim, Fel Yom Eish Ben Chai, Sar Yaakov Ben Basilea, for the schus of Avram Ben Yom Menish Mamalki Yehudis. We learn Vayol Klugman and family, Lefu Shleim, for Yitzim Ben Tzim Adusha, Rifka Bashi Yoleh, Chana Bashi Jabina, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradl, and Meir Ben Chai, Sar, they should have a Lefu Shleim, Besek Shachal Yisrael. Masrek shel pishnon, a comb that's used to comb flax, shenitlu shinov, even though its teeth were missing, but v'nishtaya b'shtayim, if there's still two teeth left, so it could still do some combing, it's tamei. The achas, but if it's only one tooth, that can't be used for combing, then it's tar. V'kulon achas achas b'fnei atzma, but if the teeth are detached, each tooth is tamei, because it can be used as a stylus to etch into a wax tablet. Shel tzemer, if it's a comb for wool, which has two rows of teeth, shenitlu shino achas b'meitayim, every other tooth is taken out, so the teeth are too far apart to be any use, tar. Nishtaya b'shosh b'mokmech, but if you have three in a row in one place, that's tamei. But if one of the three is on the outer row and two are in the inner row, that doesn't work. That's tar. If you took two of the teeth and made it into a tweezer, tameis. If you took one of the teeth to clean the lamp of a menorah or to stretch fabric, then it's tameis because that's a use. 14th perek. Wow. Clay matkas, if you have a metal bucket that's broken, kamu shiru, and how much is it shear that it's still makabel tumah adli, if it's a bucket, kedei l'malzbo, as long as you could still fill some water with it. Kumkum, if it's a kettle, kedei l'yachambo, as long as you could still warm some water with the kettle. Mecham, if it's a samovar, this is interesting. They use samovar also as a piggy bank. So even if they couldn't use it to warm hot water, kedei l'kabel slum, if they could keep coins in it, then it's going to be makabel tumah. Halefis, this is a big vat that they use to clean, boil up water and clean dishes. Kedei l'kabel kitainos, if it's big enough that it could, if it's big enough, I wish there was a way we could shut that off every night. Kedei l'kabel kitainos, if it's big enough that you could still wash ladles in it, it's tamei. Kitainos, a ladle, even if it's broken, kedei l'kabel prutis, if you could keep coins in it, because that was one of the things they did with a ladle. Midos yayin, if it's a measure for wine, even if it has some damage, b'yayin, if you could still measure wine in it. Or midos shemen, if it measures oil, b'shemen, it's still tummy if you can measure oil in it. Rebbe Eliezer, I'm a kulam b'prutis. All of them, if you could keep them to store coins, it's going to be tummy. Rebbe Kiva, I'm a hamachusir chatifa. If a keli is missing its cover, even though you didn't make the cover yet, it's not called a gomei keli, it's not called an unfinished keli, and it's mekabel tumah. Tumah. V'machusel letisha, but if it's supposed to be hammered out to be smooth, and you didn't hammer it out, that's called a gomei keli, that's an unfinished clay matkis, and that is tahar. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. We want to thank you very much for joining us. Again, if anybody wants to sponsor a share this week, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a gute Woche.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.